Persons arrested by the police are entitled to legal representation, even if they are unable to afford it. The Legal Aid Council has been providing this and other support services under the Legal Aid Act passed in 1997. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, recently discussed the services offered by the council in an interview with Ian Boyne.
So every citizen must have legal representation at the very outset at question and answer. If you are in police custody, you must be entitled to legal representation and have conference with your lawyer within sight of the police, but not within hearing, so that confidentiality exists. If you're in custody and need medical attention, so you must have access to your lawyer, access to your doctor. So all of those we ensure. Minors should not be kept at adult lockups. We have a form letter, so once we know of a minor in custody, we rapidly produce that letter and pass it on to the custody officer that they put the child in a remand suitable for children with recreational facilities, educational facilities, and with a dormitory-like layout.
Do you have enough persons to deal with the demand in the area?
Yes. As far as training goes, I do not think it can be challenged that the output of the Norman Manley Law School has expanded tremendously. So thankfully, the profession of law is
well supplied.
And to that extent, we are confident that for every citizen, we seek that every citizen who is mentally ill, and we are seeking to put that, to enhance our program on that, who is mentally ill and in custody must have a lawyer. And we are thankful for the pool of lawyers and their willingness to provide representation. So we're, in fact, our panel is approximately 643 lawyers.
643?
Some on the list, sir, are lawyers who are awaiting civil legal aid, but at least approximately 400 are available for criminal matters.
Is there a reluctance by the lawyers, Mr. Faulkner, to be involved with the legal aid system?
There were times when the disbursement of funds weren't, you're sure of your payment.
Yes.
But there are times when it was a little slow.
But you're doing better now.
Thankfully, sir, far better. Effective April 1, 2015, the rates were increased across the board by about 100%.
I see.
And more. So that 100%? Again, 100%.
Yes, that provides incentive.
Right. Yes, yes.
Some people might think that legal aid services are only offered at the legal aid clinics. But actually, every court is mandated to offer service to those who are accused.
Yes, and that is necessary, sir. Because when the citizen stands up, again, we're reminded that a criminal matter can cause you to lose your liberty, lose your job, and impair your ability to earn.
Yes.
So every parish judge, a gentleman stands up, charged with any serious criminal matter, can inquire, why are you without a lawyer? Yes. And direct that this person be interviewed for legal aid to be granted. From the moment you are taken into custody, our duty counsel panel, which is the same body of lawyers, must respond to you. And that's why we have to treat it as a rapid response matter. Mm-hmm. Again, sir, a citizen is losing his or her liberty.
Yes, yes.
So if the legal aid counsel gets information that John Brown is to do Q&A at 3 today, we have to do everything to facilitate that rather than put it to the next day. To put it to the next day would mean you're causing a citizen to spend an extra night in custody when he could have been questioned and freed. If he's to be charged, then at least you would have gotten that, and you put pressure on the police to charge a person so that he can either be granted station bail or taken to court in a timely manner where a bail application can be made.
How many persons will have access legal aid services who have used the facilities of the Legal Aid Council and its, you know, it's
for the financial year that ended March 31, 2017. Mm-hmm. Just for the duty counsel aspect, where you are taken into custody and you get a lawyer up to your first court date, we represented 3,030 Jamaicans. Oh. And for matters we completed in gun court, circuit court, we completed approximately 2,300 plus appeal matters.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.